This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
In this video, I'm sharing three things I learned from the book Deep Work by Cal Newport. Now, this is not a productivity book. This is really a book about understanding how your mind works, particularly in the age of social media and in an age where most of us are involved in knowledge work and in this information economy. And to understand deep work, it's important that we understand maybe by defining the opposite first. Shallow work is, by definition, the work that is not cognitively heavy. It's the work that tends to really fill our days. Things like emails, things like responding to instant messages, a lot of the, you know, repetitive meetings that we have throughout the day. It's fragmented work. Oftentimes it's work that, you know, sometimes doesn't need your full attention. A lot of times we will, you know, be on our phone doing one thing while responding to an email. Or sometimes we'll have a TV show on in the background while we're working. And that's because it's that shallow work that doesn't require full attention. The important thing to understand about shallow work is that shallow work is the default. Meaning, unless you've intentionally set aside time to do deep work, or it's part of your routine and your habit, it's not going to happen. What will happen without any effort is shallow work. It will fill your time unless you actively fight against it. Now, the first lesson that I learned from deep work is, well, the value of deep work. And when we understand this idea, particularly, again, as I said, in a knowledge job, in an information economy, the idea of someone taking a problem, taking an issue, just taking something and focusing on it for hours and hours, uninterrupted, not fragmented attention, but really letting their mind tackle this problem, grapple with it, uncover, you know, layers of complexity and get to the root of the issue. That type of thinking is valuable. Because that type of thinking, well, one, is often not replicated, right? Because most people are involved in shallow work. Most people, they haven't trained their mind to be able to do deep work, right? It's difficult. A lot of us, we can't focus. Even if we've got, you know, a few minutes here and there, we're checking our phone, we're checking our email. So the idea of going deep on a subject, thinking about it, pondering over it, reflecting on it, giving your mind the space to make new connections, connect that thing to other ideas, maybe find different ways of looking at it, right? We always talk about thinking outside the box. Well, thinking outside the box really requires a lot of deliberate effort, looking at a problem and going deep, connecting it to other ideas, developing insights that other people might not be able to. That's how you create your own values, that I'm able to take something, I can spend more time on it than anyone else, and because of my ability to focus and to go deep, I'm able to think about this in ways and develop insights about this issue that other people are not able to. And that skill is rare. And because it's rare, that's what makes it more and more valuable. One thing that Newport mentions in the book, he says, thriving in the new economy requires the ability to master hard things and the ability to produce at an elite level in terms of both quality and speed. One way of doing that is with what he terms deliberate practice. Taking a skill that you want to develop and, you know, quite literally practicing it, but practicing it with full attention, getting feedback, iterating on it, and just, you know, actually developing that skill. One thing that he says is that shallow work is something that prevents deliberate practice, because the more that you try to spend time focusing on a skill and developing it, the more easily distracted you are, the harder it's going to be. So the deliberate practice that you need to develop new skills and further grow yourself, that requires deep work. The second thing I learned was the idea of embracing boredom. Now, if you've ever read like productivity books or heard productivity lectures, they always talk about maximizing all of your time, making the most efficient use of your time. You know, I remember hearing one phrase that stuck with me for a long time, which was, you know, make your car a university. Meaning that when you're commuting, when you're driving, don't waste that time. Listen to an audiobook or listen to a podcast, listen to a lecture, something to benefit you and grow you and so on. Now that we're inundated with information all of the time, it it becomes that much more important to embrace boredom. See, when we, especially with social media and all of these things, being at a red light, sometimes we take out our phone to check our email. Waiting in line at the grocery store, we take out our phone and we're engaging in shallow work, right? We're texting, we're consuming content, we're reading things and so on and so forth. The net effect of all of that is that our mind doesn't get time to rest. The same way after a workout, your muscles need time to rest, the mind also needs time to rest and to recharge. You know, one thing that's interesting is you think about the idea of shower thoughts, that when people are taking a shower, all of a sudden these amazing ideas come to them. Well, part of the reason for that is because we're giving our mind a break. We're not actively on our phone, we're not actively doing something else. The mind needs time to process all the information that you've been giving it so that it can develop connections and develop insights. And so, to counterintuitively, to train ourselves to be able to do deep work means getting comfortable with the idea of being bored, of going and taking a walk without your headphones, without your phone, just actively sitting and doing nothing. If you've seen that movie Office Space that, you know, came out in the late 1900s, you know, there's that famous line where the guy says, "I did absolutely nothing and it was everything I dreamed of." So in order to be productive, in order to be able to do this deep, focused, valuable work, you have to train yourself and almost practice being able to do nothing and being okay with being bored. The third thing I learned from deep work is, and this is probably my favorite thing in the book, is the idea of a shutdown routine, which for me is much more important than your morning routine. See, what happens is after a day of work, we log out, right? We log out, we get away from our computer, but work's not really done. We still check our work emails on our phone. We're still checking, you know, looking at our calendar. We're replaying, you know, conversations in our head. We're reliving meetings that we had during the day. And even though, you know, you're doing other things, maybe you're cooking dinner, maybe you've gone out for a walk, you're doing other things in the evening, but work is still occupying real estate in your head. It's still occupying brain space. And one thing that he says is that the more that that work is, you know, that those unfinished tasks make it hard for you to turn off work. And so you engage in that shallow work, even at like maybe a very low level, but you're engaged in shallow work and you're not able to turn it off. In order to turn it off, you need to somehow signal to your mind that the workday is done. One good way of doing this is just having a routine to end your workday. So it might mean going back to your inbox, clearing out your emails. Maybe you're organizing them. Hey, here's something I need to follow up on tomorrow, putting them maybe in a separate folder so that your inbox is clean when you come in the morning. Maybe it's looking at your calendar, you know, before you log out, making sure you've got the rest of the day set up. It's taking stock of all the things that you didn't get done. And maybe you make your to-do list for the next morning before you log out from work. So that way you instill confidence within yourself that when I log in the morning, I'm not going to be worried about all of these different things. I'm already going to have a game plan for what I need to do. That level of confidence, that's what you need to signal to your mind, my day is done. I've shut down and now I no longer have to think about work. One thing that Newport says in the book, he says, you know what? Go over the top. Maybe you close your laptop and you just say out loud, I am done working for the day, right? Have some type of a routine that signals the day is done, and now I'm going to stop thinking about work and free my mind up for something else. That's three things I learned from the book Deep Work. If you enjoyed the video, please make sure you subscribe and hit the like button and share the video with a friend. I'll see you in the next episode.